vBulletin Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Happy April Fool's Day. All right, hello, welcome to vBulletin Weekly, episode number 56 for Saturday, March 29th, 2008. vBulletin Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk exclusively about the vBulletin bulletin board software at vbulletin.com. I am, of course, your co-host, Douglas Bell, Webmaster 37, Fountain of Apples, and joining me, as always, David Lewis.
It's also known as... David, also known as Highway of Life.
That's right.
On Forbes.
You're doing all right there? Yes. And so, you're listening. So, vBulletin Weekly, of course, I need to mention that vBulletin Weekly, we're not affiliated with anyone at the Gelsoft teams or anyone else at vBulletin.com. This is just the thing that we do.
vBulletin.org, vBulletin.com.
Because we're big fans of the vBulletin software. If you'd like to be a part of vBulletin Weekly, we record live every Saturday, normally at noon Eastern. Today we're a little off for various reasons. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. Or, of course, you can join in on the chat room as we talk. Okay, hold on. Okay, we have not lost our minds. Okay. We know that we're not quite on time, but Tuesday is April Fool's Day, so we're doing a special for vBulletin Weekly today because Tuesday is April Fool's Day, so we're going to go a little off our nut for a bit.
So we go, ha, April Fools.
Yes.
Everybody in the chat room was like, VV, and Paul goes, VV.
What's
VV? And Paul goes, yes. That's VHVVP for weird software.
Exactly, yes. But we're serious. We're actually going to do a show today all about vBulletin.
Seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an April Fool's Day.
Douglas has put a lot of energy and time into getting topics together for vBulletin Weekly.
Yes.
And it's kind of hard to say vBulletin Weekly when you're so used to saying it the other way.
Actually, I think it's easier than saying PHPBB Weekly.
Well, it is easier than saying, but it's hard because, you know, you're so used to saying it the other way.
No, I'm not used to saying it. You hear me at the very beginning, I'm still saying PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Plus.
And you sometimes sound like mixed up or combine the two P's.
Yeah, it all works. vBulletin Weekly, anyway, that's what we're doing today. If you would like to comment or share your feelings or other comments about vBulletin, you can do that on today's episode of vBulletin Weekly. But anyway, for today's episode, since we're sure that a number of people who are listening right now are not familiar with the way around vBulletin, we don't know why we've been listening to 56 episodes of vBulletin Weekly.
When it's not vBulletin Weekly, we're going to cover all of vBulletin in one show.
Somewhat, yes. Yes. Anyway, so we're going to do an introduction to vBulletin today, and that includes talking a bit about the history, the requirements, the other amazing things if you want to become an administrator of vBulletin. And yes, we are going to do vBulletin hacks of the week and styles of the week at the end of the show.
Skins. They're called skins.
Hacks and skins, yes. I love it. Well, it depends where you go. They don't seem to have a single name for it because I found mods and styles on there as well.
You did find styles? Okay.
Yes.
I found skins. When I was looking for it, I was searching for vBulletin styles, and I got skins.
Yeah. Well, I found modifications and hacks. They don't call them mods. They call them modifications or else hacks. Whatever.
Yeah. We like to shorten everything.
Okay, so.
And unify it.
Let's start by giving us a little bit of a history to vBulletin. So vBulletin 1 came around in about 1999 or 2000, and it was from these guys, and their names were... James Lim and John Percival, and they were using UBB Classic, which is a Perl-based form software, when they decided they wanted to have something based on PHP and MySQL. Doesn't this story sound somewhat familiar to you? For those of you who know PHPBB history. So they rewrote UBB to create vBulletin, and when other people, which is just for their own website, and when other people expressed interest, they released vBulletin 1 in 2000 as a paid solution. After that, they decided to do a complete rewrite of vBulletin, and that's where you got vBulletin 2, which came out about a year or two later, had many, many improvements. Believe it or not, they're still supporting vBulletin 2, although only for security updates, which is interesting.
Really?
They're still supporting it. They've got a whole bunch of branches that they still offer occasional releases of, which is very interesting.
That's interesting. Because they're up to vBulletin 3.7 now.
Well, they're getting there. In December 2002 is when they began vBulletin 3 development, and that was shortly before PHPBB 2.x1.x development began. And it took a long time. It had a very, very long development cycle. It took 2 years to develop that. That's all. And they released vBulletin 2 in March 2004. And then a year later, they got vBulletin 3.5 in 2005, and they did 3.6 in August of 2006. And now the current stable release is vBulletin 3.6.8 Patch Level 2, which they released last November. Yes. Patch Level 2. Doesn't it sound like a Microsoft thing?
Like revisions or something, you know? Yes. Patch Level 2. Hey.
I know, it's crazy. Right. However, they're currently in the process of developing vBulletin 3.7, and just a week or so ago, they released the first release candidate of vBulletin 3.7.
And that's the reason for the show, yeah.
Yes.
vBulletin 3.7 release candidate 1 released March 19th.
And
of course, you know, we just want to remind our listeners that this is pre-release software and it is unsupported.
In case you're colorblind and can't read the bold red capitalized text.
Yes, just in case.
I mean, I tell you, these things, vBulletin seems to, Gelsoft seems to be more worried about you running release candidate software than PHPVB is.
Boy, yeah, I don't remember any bright red text. You know, we should have done that. PHPBB should have done that.
See, this is why vBulletin is so much better than PHPBB, because it's actually smart enough to tell its users not to use itself.
They should hide all that text within, the release text within like a spoiler, and just have the bright red text readable right there. So you have to click on that. That way you would not miss the bright red text. Just in case you would miss the bright red text.
Anyway, I am going to let's talk a bit about what is going to be coming in vBulletin 3.7. They released.
Oh, this would be good.
The lead developer of vBulletin released a first look of 3.7 back in November, and they said that, first of all, it's got inline spam management and prevention tools. Since form spam is an increasing problem for many bulletin boards, and so these new tools work inline in a sort of an Ajax-type layout with the inline moderation so that you can delete posts and actually mark them as spam. And you can then ban the spammers, and you can find the other spam that may have posted on your board. They have the ability to use tagging, to be able to tag your threads, which is, you know how WordPress recently introduced a tagging system for its thing, and they also have another forum that's just based on tagging. Well, now you can actually put tags in your individual threads and your topics, and so it's great for being able to search for related posts among multiple different boards going on forums within your bulletin board. So that's the great.
Yes, I imagine
tagging
that was a highly requested feature.
And tagging built, they have a tag cloud, so you can see the most popular tags on your board. Of course, tags are built into the built-in quick reply. This is interesting. You know how sometimes you see threads, people put little brackets in the beginning of their thread, which is sort of like a category. Well, now they have built-in thread prefixes, so the threads can now have administrator-defined prefixes that are added to their titles. So, like you can have a the example they have a green italicized thing with question or importance or things like that at the very beginning of your thread. Here, I'll post a link to in the chat room of what I'm looking at right now.
I actually am looking at the same thing.
Yeah. And so you can go ahead and there's a new administration system for being able to set your prefixes.
They have Believe it or not, Highway of Life created a topic tags prefix mod for PHBBB2.
Wow, that Highway
three,
of Life is
three, awesome. Three, not two. Not three. Not two, three.
Highway of Life. I didn't know he did that for PHBBB2. PHBBB
three.
Old, outdated, and all that stuff.
This is an April Fool's podcast. Anything's liable to come out.
Yes. When you're seeing me put down PHBBB2, you know it's an April Fool's podcast.
Yes.
Let's see, what else? Oh, apparently there's vBulletin 3.7 is going to borrow some features from Dig. And they have, for their social networking aspects, they have reciprocal friendships between users. And so
– I didn't know that was a Dig feature.
Well, so I don't know if it – I think it's more of a Facebook thing. But essentially, users can now request that people on their buddy list have to confirm their friendship. And at that point, the list of confirmed friends will be viewable to other users. So you, not only can you say that you are friends with someone else, but they can confirm that they're friends with you. Then you have a reciprocal friendship, and then you can go do fun stuff with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As if you thought private messaging wasn't good enough, now they have public messaging, which allows users to communicate publicly via their profile pages. It reminds me of the wall on Facebook in some cases. Isn't this cool? People, this turned into the new Facebook. User picture galleries are now built in, so users can create albums. They can upload pictures into their account, which is cool. They always got little baby pictures here. Oh, no, mm-hmm. That little kitty. Oh, this is so cute. I love this. Users can create social groups, and these are like user groups, but users can create their own groups. So once again, it's kind of like groups on Facebook. Isn't this interesting?
Or MySpace.
Yeah, I don't like MySpace. Even if this is an April Fool's joke, I'm not going to change my opinion on MySpace.
I don't like MySpace either, so I'm right with you.
Awesome. David, you are awesome. So you can create the pizza fan club or the astronomy club. Ooh, I want to create a deep fried pickle hearts club. Yes. I can't do that on PHPBB, but I can do that on vBulletin. I can create my own social group for people who like deep fried pickle hearts. And they can have their own public messaging system as well as the group's own user album. They have a brand new member profile page down here, which again looks like Facebook. It's got boxes all over, which includes your public messages section, your about me, your statistics and friends. You can see clips of your friends, your albums, group memberships, your recent visitors. They probably should have things for your most popular tags on here, I would think, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Of course,
idea.
You have all the about me, of course, that's going to be the same. Public messaging, again, that's just like Facebook.
But if that isn't good enough.
Yes, all that's social.
Isn't this cool? You can actually customize your own profile page. You can choose how it's laid out. You can even choose the colors, the borders, all the fancy stuff. This is just so awesome. You can customize it to make it look exactly the way you want it to look. Actually, this is
that's two steps above Facebook and one step down from MySpace.
Yeah, I think Twitter lets you do that too as well. This is interesting. And so,
that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, you'll be able to just make your own personalized profile. So it's almost like you're living on your own vBulletin type thing. Yes, inline editing of your profile field. Values, so you can actually change your profile on your profile page, which is cool. And a light box for viewing attachments. You see a history of the posts that you can edit from or something like that. Oh, wait.
The post edit history.
Correction, that's more like it. So
like Wikipedia, you know, where you can go in and look at the history of the page and view the differences between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Compare the version, which is never... Never gone.
Yes.
When you edit it.
Or you've got enhanced authentication for inline moderation. So if you're moderating inline, you have to confirm your password. Ooh, very secure. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Windows Vista.
Oh, boy. That's a bad comparison.
So anyway, there's so V-Bulletin 3.7 is on release candidate. It is looking pretty good. So if you're understanding that this is pre-release software, big, fat, bold title type thing, you can go ahead and check that out. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Meant for testing purposes only, of course. We just went.
Exactly. Now, to use vBulletin, let's talk about what you need to use vBulletin if you're interested in getting it. The requirements, it requires PHP 4.3.3 or later.
Is this 3.6 or 3.7?
This is the current release, 3.6.
Okay.
PHP 4.3.3 or later. PHP 5 works just fine. MySQL 4.0.16 or later, or MySQL 5. MySQL is the only database supported by vBulletin, so it's very focused on the most popular database out there. So those losers who are using all these other databases don't...
There's just not enough of them to worry about it.
Exactly, so. Yeah. And, you know, it also means that our developers can stay a lot more focused rather than those PHPBB developers that are trying to...
They have, like... 20 databases that they try and support or something.
Yeah, it's like a couple dozen databases. Okay. For those of the people who just came in the chat room, we're doing an April Fool's joke. This is vBulletin Weekly for April Fool's Day, which is on Tuesday.
Even watched.
They're starting to hate us. this is too much hype for vBulletin. Paul left. We scared everybody away on this show.
Hey.
That's what it's all about, April Fool's Day. Now, you have to pay for vBulletin. vBulletin is not one of these cheesy open source software type things. You have to pay for it.
No, that way you can tell there's good quality when you pay for it. That tells you there's good quality.
Yeah, so there's two options. You can get an owned license. An owned license means that you can run the software forever on your site. That's $160. You can get vBulletin, you can run it forever, and you get 1 year's worth of free updates. However, after the first year, if you want to continue to get free updates, you have to pay $30 a year to get free updates for vBulletin. Or you can get a leased license, which essentially means you pay for as long as you're using vBulletin on your site, $85 a year. If you decide to stop paying for it, you have to take vBulletin off of your website. And also, as long as you're paying your lease, you can get the free updates of vBulletin.
If you lease it, you better not use it for more than 2 years because you've already paid more than an owned license at that point.
Yeah. Just go with the owned license so that even if you don't use it that much, you're still giving the wonderful people at Gelsoft a lot more of your money because they need the money, you know. They need the money.
That way that they can develop updates quicker.
Yeah, they can get all their
they
can get all their Facebook features out of there. Ready to go. Just for you.
All the features just for you.
Definitely. They also have, this is amazing, I mean, how many people actually have telephone support available? You know, if you need, you can actually call them up during Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. So folks, those of you in Europe, I guess you're kind of in trouble. I'm sorry about that. you can call them up and you can get telephone support for you. It's $60 for 1 month of phone support, $180 for 6 months of phone support, or $300 for a full year of telephone support from Gelsoft for your vBulletin installation. Now that's really nice.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Phone support. Yes, phone support is definitely a plus.
Yeah. However,
language is available.
Because having too many translations of vBulletin is tacky. We can't translate for every language under the sun, so we've got the most important languages out there. And those most important languages are English, Chinese, German, and Hungarian. Woohoo!
Yeah,
those Hungarians are very important. Okay. All right. If there's any Hungarians listening, we love you. Okay. So we're not kidding. We are kidding. So you are important.
I mean, English, German, trying to understand about Hungarian.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like there's like millions of them. I mean, well, I'm sure that vBulletin is okay. Well, you know, whatever. I guess there must be a big Hungarian.
Yes. I mean. No, we don't have to care about the Spanish. We don't need to care about the French. You don't need to care about all these very major languages around the world, the Japanese. Who cares about them? V-Bulletin shouldn't have to worry about you guys. English, Chinese, German...
Well, they can all speak English, so that's good enough.
Yeah, they just need to learn how to speak English. Join the modern world. Speak English, you know. We do.
Yeah. Just start, like, base, yeah.
Now, what's really cool is that V-Bulletin, as if all that Facebook stuff wasn't enough, they actually offer, this is really cool, a blog extension. You can actually get a fully featured blogging add-on available that allows community members to create their very own blogs within V-Bulletin. Like, no, I think there's something, this is not the same setup, but there's this website called Star Trek Guide. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. They actually have something similar where, you know, users can actually create their own blogs within the website on there, StarTrekGuide.com. It's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, I've seen it's not, yeah, but it's not as good as the blog extension here for VB.
Yes, because this actually costs $50. It's, you actually have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But it builds right into...
Yeah, and nothing... Free software is never as good as paid software.
Yes, except in about a gazillion examples to the contrary. But we'll just ignore those examples for now. This has a fast start. It's a fully featured, feature-rich blog application with support for WYSIWYG posts and attachments, comments, trackbacks, and pingbacks. Profile support, you know, their own blog control panel, full control, all that wonderful stuff. They get to anti-spam. It actually works with the Akismet anti-spam service built in. And that's something that actually is not run by V-Bulletin. It's run by Automattic.
Akismet.
Actually, I'll go off topic for a bit. Did you know that today the folks at WordPress just released WordPress 2.5?
I did not know that.
Yeah,
no.
It's got like a brand. Hey. I'll have to check that out because, you know, our phpbbweekly.net, along with a couple of other blogs I run, all run WordPress, and this new version's got like a brand new back end and bin layout, which is looking pretty nice, I have to say. So I'll have to check that out. That's just out of the way. Moving on for V-Bulletin Weekly, so we encourage you to check out the blog. So as for installing V-Bulletin, how do you install V-Bulletin? Actually, how about
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Well, first thing you have to do is you have to wait for their online manual to work because it wasn't working this morning. Okay, so you download the V-Bulletin package. You have to prepare these files for upload, and that involves extracting it out of the zip. You actually have to open up the config.php file, and you have to actually edit the configuration file by hand. This is very, very technical stuff because you have to open a file by hand and you have to type it in, but that way you can make sure that you're doing it perfectly. You aren't going to leave it to some automated software to do it perfectly for you every time.
No, that's a wizard.
Yes. Something that, you know, PHPBBB has something like that, which is actually kind of cool, you know, how it writes the config file for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an automated process. Yeah,
but that kind of requires your server to be perfectly set up properly. This way, you actually have to go in for V-Bulletin and configure it yourself. There's like a bunch of config variables you have to set the information to on your server and all that. So you set that up, then you upload the scripts to your server, and then you can run a very short install script, which actually isn't that hard. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very short install script. It only requires 13 steps.
13.
I'm not kidding. I'm looking at this right now. It's a 13-step install process to install V-Bulletin. You have to enter enter your customer number, enter your website information, your first password setup, and do all that excellent stuff. I'm not kidding.
Hey, I was looking at the system requirements. You know, it says PHP 4.4.2 or PHP 5.1.2.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't – if you have PHP 5, you have to have 5.1.2 or above. Oh, let's see. Think about what kind of server you'd need to run V-Bulletin with all these features, especially in 3.7.
It's a good question. What kind of server would I need?
Well, you would either need a very, very powerful shared hosting server, but you wouldn't be able to get more than probably 50 users online at one time. Mm-hmm. So anything, and that'd be if you're lucky. So really, to run vBulletin, you would need at least a virtual private server.
Yeah.
And dedicated is, of course, preferred for running these features because that's what it would take for the server to handle this kind of software.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised. So it's very important if you want something like this. Did you know that... wait a minute. I told you that the installation process is a 13-step process.
Yeah.
I am not kidding when I tell you that the upgrade script requires a 42-step process.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not kidding on you. It says next step, part 1 of 42.
42?
This is not a joke. vBulletin, you have to take 42 steps to update to a new version, and that includes going to the members area, logging in, downloading everything, entering your customer number once again to confirm that you are indeed still an active license with your vBulletin installation. Ooh, boy.
Speaking of which, when you go to vBulletin, was it vbulletin.com? No, vbulletin.org that has the mods and and the skins.
Yes.
The hacks and the skins. You cannot view code or even view the mods unless you are a vBulletin licensed user.
Yes.
You can only download modifications and hacks if you are a licensed user.
And don't even think about rewriting those mods and re-releasing them because it's not released under the GPL. You can't do that. No, you'd be violating the license.
Yes. You're licensed to use it. That's it.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, and
very important.
Well, most of the skins are not free.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare to find one that is, I think.
I think I found one that seemed like it was free. I don't know if that is or not.
Oh,
well, vBulletin is very – well, I don't know if the skin of the week is free or not. We'll just assume that it is. But something that you'll be able to check out anyway. But vBulletin, if you have a lot of money that you want to burn on a really over-the-top type of thing, vBulletin is totally the software for you. Just go there and burn your money and go get something really nice to check out.
Actually, they do have some really nice styles. I mean, so not knocking them, but
– yes. I mean, yeah, like I found a couple that are complete copies of styles that are used on PHPBB, but they look so much more interestingly strange on vBulletin.
So much more interestingly strange. Huh? Yeah, okay.
So one of the things that vBulletin does have that this other thing PHPBB doesn't is an ingenious feature called threads. David, how about you tell us, for those in the audience that may not be familiar, what are threads? And what's the difference between them and a flat system?
And okay, threaded view. You're talking about threaded view or threads? Because the thread is a discussion thread. Now, what that means is that, you know, back in the old days when bulletin boards were built with only text and, you know, not any of this fancy graphic stuff and everything.
Not some silver type layouts and things like that.
Yeah, you had threads, which is a threaded discussion, so you would follow one particular discussion in the threaded view, you know, seeing replies to that particular thread. When PHPBB was started, the founder did not like the threaded view, so he developed
these PHPBB guys, they always have to do things their own way. Isn't that annoying?
Yeah. They developed the flat view, okay, which is that it's in a topic and you can see multiple replies on one page, and then you can go to more pages to view more replies to that particular topic. You don't view, whereas in a threaded view, it used to be where it was one particular reply per page that you could view. But they expanded that in vBulletin to where you can view several replies in that threaded view, so you can see if somebody replies to a specific topic, that's grouped with that. If somebody replies to a specific post, it's grouped with that post. It's not in most like if they replied 10 days later, it doesn't show up at the bottom of the page. It still shows up right with the reply that he replied to, basically.
Yeah. Doesn't that kind of get confusing, though?
For those that are used to it, no.
So, and if you're not used to it, just get used to it. All right, join the modern world, okay? Join the sewing club and learn threading.
Yeah.
All right, that was a random joke that means absolutely nothing in terms of a regular voice. Okay. So, David, for people, those of us who are listening, the people in the audience who are listening and don't and are brand new to vBulletin, what are the other very important aspects of vBulletin that they should know in order to set up in order to spend their money, help the Gelsoft empire get going on setup?
Well, because if they purchase phone support, then they don't actually need to know anything.
Oh, really?
That's very new.
So they get to have their own slave essentially over the phone that they can get help with. Something that vBulletin has that PHPVB does not have, shame on them, is user rating. Isn't this cool? You can actually go. You can actually go and rate other users.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very important. I think. Go ahead.
PHPVB tried to do that for 3.0.
Uh huh. Why didn't they? Don't they know that everyone should be able to say?
Because they're not Gelsoft. That's why.
So don't they know that they should be able to say how good other users are, whether or not these ratings are justified or have any kind of logical base behind them?
It's called karma.
Karma. Yes.
Yes, karma.
No. Okay, whatever.
Douglas is a big fan of karma. Can you tell?
I am. That better have been some sarcasm right there. All right. So, if you want to find... So, that's a good introduction to vBulletin. And, of course, where can you go to get some additional help? Well, if you don't want to pay the nice price for the excellent, superb, amazing, out-of-this-world, futuristic from the year 1287 type phone support...
1287?
1287.
Oh, 1287.
I just made
okay,
a certain year up. You can go to... Okay. They actually do have free...
Wasn't that 800 years ago?
Yes. You do have free community forums at vbulletin.com/forum, and there you can actually get free help from other people. You can share suggestions and feedback, help with installation and upgrading, or questions, troubleshooting. There's bug trackers on there where you can go and report bugs to vBulletin and help them get their next patch level release out. Help with support for the vBulletin blog, which is if you want to have a built-in blogging solution for an extra $50. And you can go and get help on there. They also have documentation on their website, which you can go and check out. And, of course, you get lots more stuff from the Members Center once you are a paid licensee on vBulletin. So you can go ahead and check that out.
Yeah.
vBulletin.com. So listening to vBulletin Weekly, episode number 56, our April Fool's Day special for everyone in the chat room. If you want to ask us any questions about vBulletin that we can pretend to answer, feel free to ask them or you can call in. We'd love to have you join us.
This is the quietest I've ever seen the chat room. Nobody's talking. Like everybody's just in a stunned silence.
Yeah, we've done our research. We've been ready for this.
yes.
Okay, StatM1 asks, why is vBulletin so awesome? Well, vBulletin is so awesome because it is done by a corporation called Gelsoft, which has actually recently got purchased. Didn't they get taken over by somebody recently?
Hang on, I'm trying to recover from laughter here.
I saw that somewhere. But anyway, it's a corporation, which means you can tell that they are completely dedicated to working on this full time. So you can you get the idea. So that's why vBulletin is so cool. Plus, the fact that you are paying for them allows
it has all those features. It has, yes.
Yeah.
It has features, you know, all kinds of different features. Every feature that you'd want, it has that feature in the core.
It's even so
and
smart
even features that
it,
you don't want.
It's even so smart that it's got features that you don't even want in there. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, exactly. So it covers all the bases. Features that you want and features that you don't want. It has it.
Yes.
It has it all.
Okay. All right. So
any more questions for VB?
They can go ahead and keep asking while we go on. Okay, so we're going to go to the hack and skin of the week. Both of these are going to be for vBulletin 3.6. Since 3.7 is pre-release software, do not install unless you are willing to stick your head in a tiger's mouth or something like that. The hack of the week is the post thank you hack by Abe1. Now, I don't know about you. I think this solves every problem that 2% of the bulletin boards on the website have to deal with. Have you ever had a bulletin board where someone posts a response in a thread, and then they have a gazillion people that post there and say, thank you for posting? I go and say, vBulletin is awesome as a response, and 100 people will post a response to that thread and say, thank you for posting that. It was so helpful. Well, that's great because for that user, but it's annoying because it sort of clutters up your thread. You have all these thank you things here, and it's annoying. And then the moderators have to go and delete all the thank yous to keep it, the thread, on topic, totally. So to speak. Wouldn't there be a way?
Yes, because it would be off topic or not enough content to be worth post. So post totally. Hack, the thank you post hack.
Yes, that's it. The post thank you hack. The way this works is that instead of having users have to write a response to thank the user for making the post, there is a button that says thank this user. And so you can just click, anyone who wants to thank the user can just click on that, and then it'll be a small section in that post that will tell the user who has thanked them for making this post. So it's a very, very friendly hack that you can put on your forum. Make it easy for your users to thank the other users for being so helpful by posting. And it solves a problem that everyone is still trying to figure out how to solve. I know I'm trying to figure out how to solve that kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a real problem.
Definitely. So that's the post thank you hack. It is by Abe1 for vBulletin 3.6. And the link is in the chat room. And it will be in the show notes on vBulletinWeekly.net. I wish. If only we had
It's Ajax.
Oh, yeah. It's an Ajax-based setup. So it's really smooth. Very easy to use. The style of the week is one which is actually a style that was borrowed.
Skin.
Thank you. The skin of the week is for vBulletin 3.6, and this is one that is actually based on a very popular style from PHPBB. It's called Jedi Knights. Apparently, the original was written by some guy named Scott Stubblefield. I've never heard of him. I guess he does some stuff.
No, never heard of him.
Yeah, but the guy who converted this into the not quite as good looking version for vBulletin 3.6 is Forum H Z. I guess that's how you call it. Forum Z or whatever. But anyway, this is great for those of you that have vBulletin communities based on, a Star Wars type of thing. It's got, the two Sith up on top, Jedi Knights, your domain name here. It comes built in with links to your arcane section, your journal section, your links. And then, of course, you have the vBulletin layout. It's sort of a brownish type of thing. I don't know what brown has to do with Jedi Knights, but whatever.
it was designed by Scott Stubblefield, so...
Yes, but don't give him too much credit. After all, Forum A to Z was the one.
The important part is it was ported to VB.
Yeah, that was the hard part. He's the guy who deserves all the credit. So that is the skin or style, whatever you want to call it, of the week. Jedi Knights from Star Wars... But for vBulletin 3.6.
And a question asked in the chat, how do I get into skinning for vBulletin?
Well, first you need to go out to the beach and lay out in the sun and get yourself a nice tan on that skin. That's the first thing you can do to get your skin ready for vBulletin. No, I'm kidding.
Get sunburnt?
That would be a great look at vBulletin skin. Sunburn.
Sunburn, okay. Yes, well, let's see. You have to be a licensed user first because you can't develop on unlicensed software.
Very important. You got to pay Gelsoft to do their work for them. Very important.
And then you can style it. You know, you've got all of the source files there, so I'm sure they have some kind of templating system that you can use that that you could start skinning for. No, we don't. We do not encourage
stealing,
torrenting.
Torrent. It's worse than stealing music. You do not want the Gelsoft FBI to come after you. Very dangerous.
Trust me, you don't.
Yes, very scary.
So if your experience is styling at all, it really shouldn't be that much more difficult than, say, styling for one of those free softwares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
kind of
it, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Can you make any money from doing V-Bubbles and skinning?
Oh, yes, quite a bit, because you can put it all up for sale.
Wow.
You can always sell your skins. There are sites that specifically are for selling paid skins for VBulletin. So, yes.
And I'm sure you can find more information at vbulletin.org, the official VBulletin modification site, about, you know, how you can generally just work on design and graphics. There's a design and graphics discussions forum that's available on there for you to check out. So, yeah, there's a lot of information available for those of you who want to get into skinning for PHP. For VBulletin, oh, help me. All right. So I guess that wraps it up for this episode of VBulletin Weekly. Of course, we want you to check out our imaginary website, vbulletinweekly.net, where you can find all the other episodes of VBulletin Weekly that we've done, show notes for everything we talked about in this show and everything else. There is an imaginary VBulletin Weekly forum. Some out there at, and you can go ahead and check that out. I don't remember what site it's on. I think it's at vbulletinacademy.com or something like that.
vbulletinacademy.com.
The next episode is going to be
vbulletinacademy@startrekguide.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Our next episode, V Bulletin Weekly number 57, will be next Saturday, April 5th. At noon Eastern time or 16 o'clock UTC time, which should hopefully be the normal time. By then, I hope to have internet connection at my home once again. And VBulletin Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network for other great technology podcasts. You can check out techpodcasts.com. And now, for those of you who we do promise this was an April Fool's joke. We will be back with PHP BB Weekly next week. We just thought we'd have some fun today. You know, do a little stunt for April Fool's Day.
There are some important announcements for PHPBB next week that you'll want to listen to. There's also a lot of information that we'll be talking about that is new and coming up, so you won't want to miss that.
Oh,
got something new special. I can't talk about it now until it's posted publicly, but it will be by then. And
it better not be yet another Bulletin Board Weekly.
Yeah,
or Envision Board Weekly.
Yeah. So, and in fact, it might already be, but I just need to check first. So,
you've got something going on the Star Trek Guide right now, David, about a Deck 15.
A what?
Deck 15.
Oh, Deck 15. Oh, that. Yeah. Well, just let's see. First of all, to all the members who are listening, don't go to Deck 15. That's the important thing. You do not go to Deck 15. We have something special planned for Deck 15, so keep an eye on the Deck 15 rumors topic on StarTrekGuide.com, and we will reveal what's going to happen at a later date. We've got lots of speculation, but nobody has speculated the unexpected.
We did a red herring this week. That was kind of
yes,
fun.
Douglas did do a red herring, and that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Led people on a wild goose chase throughout the internet, gathering clues.
Yes. A law Mac heist, that was kind of fun. Okay. I know, I wasted a lot of time during my spring break. Oh, well. All right. In seriousness, let's just close the show out seriously. PHPBBweekly.net is our real website, where you can find everything we've been talking about, PHPBB, as well. Our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com, where the discussion continues, and PHP BB Weekly episode 57 is next week. David's got something special to talk about. Also, PHP BB 3.0.1 is probably going to come out sometime very, very soon. It's already in release candidate stage. Plus, we got a head start on our April Fool's Day joke with the V-Bulletin Weekly, but we actually are going to be talking a bit next week about some of the other April Fool's Day jokes that are happening around the internet, because there's going to be a couple that take place. The teams have done an April Fool's Day joke recently, and we're also going to talk a little bit about, you know, things that you can do on your bulletin board to bring a little April Fool's Day cheer around to your place, because everyone loves a good joke, and I must say, I had quite a bit of fun on B Bulletin Weekly today. I don't know about you, David.
It is really hard for a couple of PHPBB guys to do V Bully.
What? Yes.
No. The thing about it, it's hard because, you know, it's like, you know, people like V Bulletins, it's V Bulletin, and there's a lot of things to like about V Bulletin. We don't really like V Bulletin, so it's hard to get for an episode.
No, I actually kind of like the bulletin.
I mean, it is.
I do.
Let me take.
Here's
it.
Why.
It is.
Reason
we
like,
do like the bulletin,
because
but
they're good.
We are PHPBB fans.
Uh huh.
Which makes making a V bulletin episode difficult.
But funny. We had some fun. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so. We hope we'll be serious. We'll be back to normal next week. We hope you'll be able to join us, and hopefully I will be out of the public library and back where I have a good, strong connection. Anyway, and meanwhile, the folks in the chat room can start to shout threats, and they're threatening that Birdiezilla is going to come and squash us to death. So, assuming that we are able to tame Birdiezilla, we will hope to see you all next week. And I hope we'll be okay with that. Okay, so until the next episode of V-Bulletin Weekly, see you around, everybody.